Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I wanted to ask you about some of the special events happening. This is a historical year for the Tigers, 1968 World Series, 50-year anniversary. There's that. But something else, Hall of Fame games. Talk about that.
Yeah, Roberta, there's three actually special events, special weekends, special games this year. It isn't often you have two of your former players go into the Hall of Fame at the same time. And so in August 12th for Jack Morris and August 26th for Alan Trammell, honoring them going into the Hall of Fame, we'll be retiring their jerseys here on the field. So we encourage our fans to check out those dates, come down. It'll be very, very special for those two guys. And as you mentioned, it's the 50th anniversary of the 1968 World Series, so we'll be celebrating that team over the weekend of September 7th through September 9th. Ironically, when the Cardinals are in town. So again, we encourage fans to come to tigers.com and purchase tickets for the special weekend.
Did you plan it that way with the Cardinals in town?
No, because the schedule comes out every year and you don't know what national teams necessarily you'll get, and if you get them at home or you get them on the road. So
what
ironically,
a great coincidence.
We got the Cardinals this year at a time of year where we could have the ceremony, so it all worked out.
We look back to the history of the Tigers, and you just look out in the outfield here, and you look at the various statues and the retired jerseys. There's so much history with this particular ball club, and of course this season now being this anniversary, 50 years after the 68 World Series, and what's going on here. There is a lot. There's a feel. Okay, this year's team may not be anticipated to be the best team, but it sounds like it's going to be a fun season and a season of rebuilding, but a season of also looking back at the history of this ball club.
Well, you're absolutely right, Tom. And our team is in transition, and we're excited about our manager, Rod Gardenhire, terrific manager. He's enthusiastic. Our ownership's excited. There are going to be new storylines that develop, new players that emerge, so that's always exciting. And then, of course, paying a tribute to our past. We are rich in history, a charter member of the American League, been around since 1901. So much history, so much tradition, and the ability to honor those two icons is special.
You know, talking about Ron Gardenhire, he came into our studio a few weeks ago, and we had the chance to chat with him. I don't know what it is, but he certainly seems like he's got it, whatever it is.
No, I agree, Roberta. He is a special guy, well-respected around baseball. We're thrilled to have him. Players are responding well to him. He has an energy about him and around him. So I think that's going to feed over into the team, and there'll be some special moments and some players that we'll be talking about months from now that have come to the forefront and taken their opportunity.
How's the bullpen?
That's a better question for him, but he's sorting all that out. I'm sure the bullpen will be fine.
I like how you pass that along to the guy who's coaching the team. Hey, so the opening day, you know, today happens to be one of those strange opening days where it's early in the season, and there's a lot of games happening today around the country, but there's something unique about Detroit. You don't see – I've been around, you've been around, I'm sure. This kind of celebration in a city for their baseball team doesn't happen in every Major League Baseball city.
No, Tom, you're absolutely right. It does not. And you said it before, where it's an unofficial holiday in this area, the state of Michigan for that matter, and it's tradition and it's special and it's unique to our team. It's unique to a few other teams, but as you mentioned, that's not the case for every team.
No.
So we even though we didn't have the type of year we had hoped last year, we still led our league in our division in attendance. And that's a tribute to our fans. This is a baseball town. People support this franchise. They support our players. And so we're very grateful for that. But it's a terrific sports town, and it is a special thing opening day in this area.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.